people. Yeah.
That's very good, Crispy T. Max Seeger, can you hear us, mate?
Certainly can. Thanks for asking me on again, guys.
No worries. That was Crispy T's introduction there. Max, we had you out last week, and you were very fired up. And I came home on, what was it? It was last Thursday. And this woman grabbed me and said, "Who's this Max Egan? And why isn't he down here?" She was like quite blown away for what you had to say about what was going on with our country and to wake up about the fracking that's going on. And she was quite blown away for you, Max. Maybe you should go into politics there, Max. Maybe you should represent and become an independent.
Mate, I don't think I'd survive in politics. I'm too truthful. I'm honest. I mean, you can't have an honest politician. The equation doesn't work.
Well, they start off, you know what I mean?
They start off honest.
Yeah, but if you go into politics, you're forced to work within that system, and the system is inherently corrupt, so there's nothing you can really do. So that's what I keep saying to people. There's no legal remedy for anything we face. There's only lawful remedy. Mm. The only remedy that you find to address any of the problems that we face is for the community to understand who and what they are and to stand up and take the world back, basically. Mm. We've basically been sold out to corporate interests. Our governments at the moment, I mean, they seem to function merely as a group of mediators for mining companies. That's all they seem to be. The whole of Australia has been turned into a gas field and an open-cut mine. You're not going to be able to live here in another few generations.
The money bid for China, they can go dig up our stuff, and they own Western Australia practically.
Well, the thing is, I mean, these contracts that have given these overseas companies access to our country have been signed without the consent of the Australian people. So they're void. They're all void. I mean, they all only function within a world of legislation. And legislation is simply man-made rules. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with actual law. If the government has signed contracts that give vast tracts of land to Chinese mining companies and allows them to mine it, we need to stop it happening and realize that all these contracts need to be revoked. The Australian politicians that have signed these contracts need to be held accountable, possibly charged with treason and face the consequences for their actions. Mm. If there's any financial remediation or anything that needs to take place, it should come from their pockets. Because all of it's void, all of it's been done without the consent of the Australian people, and it's going to continue until we stand up and do something about it.
Exactly. And I was hearing, the little talking parliament down at Parliament House, the little small business mining companies, the fracking companies like Forrester, who's the richest man in Australia, and they call them small business miners, was whinging that Wayne Swan was given the 48 tax and the fact that Rio Tinto and BP weren't going to get taxed at all. And they were still whinging, and they're still fracking.
Oh, yeah, What Fortescue's done, I mean, I've got a thing on my website called Fortescue Metals Group and the Great Native Title Swindle. I suggest everybody go and watch that. This shows exactly how Fortescue Metals is stealing the land from the Aboriginal people, literally stealing it. It's so dishonest.
It was. What they do? They put them into the. They just grabbed people, didn't they? Did they ask? Were those people part of the land, or?
Well, no. They brought their renter crowd with them, and then they basically shouted down and banned anybody who was speaking against them from talking, and then they put it to a vote. But all of the people, the original owners of the land, had seen the meeting as invalid because of the way they were being treated, and they'd all walked out. So the ones that were left to vote were the renter crowd that Fortescue Metals brought from a completely different area to simply fill the room up. None of them were actually landowners. None of them are from that area. The whole thing was a complete setup, and it was done in a way that would allow them to be able to steal the land, and that's exactly what they did.
Very foolish to walk out, weren't they?
Yeah, well, they were. All the original owners of the land just said, "This is an invalid meeting. This is a stacked deck, and we don't see this as a real meeting, and so we're walking out. We're not going to even honour it by attending." And so they put the vote ahead anyway, even though it was a completely invalid meeting and it was a complete setup right from the beginning. Even the lawyer that was there representing the Aboriginal people was appointed for them by Fortescue Metals and was conferring with Forrester the whole way through the conference. I mean, the thing was a complete setup.
So did the original people in that area, did they not, I mean, I guess it cost money to hire a lawyer, and I think, did they not have the information prior to, I mean, are they not fully appraised of what native title means and what they're really supposed to get from it, or?
Well, they were, but like I said, they saw how the meeting was being conducted, and they said, "This is an invalid meeting," and they walked out.
Because how many of them walked out?
Well, all of the original owners of the area, most of them, all the traditional owners, the elders, all the people with any say, just walked out and said, no, this is an invalid meeting. And so all that was left was Fortescue's rent a crowd, which came from a completely different area, and so that's who they used to cast the vote.
Yeah, pseudo tribes they put in. You can get this on your website.
The great native title swindle.
Yeah, it's there. There's a link to it on the Crow House. It's posted on the Crow House.
TheCrowHouse.com.
Alright. Now, what's going on with the Great Barrier Reef?
Mate, Captain Bligh lives up to her name. She has completely sold the place out. They're planning on putting at least 6 gas ports, big gas hubs, along the Queensland coast, and they're currently dredging the Barrier Reef in order to allow these ports to go through. This is a World Heritage site, folks. I mean, I don't know what it means to be on World Heritage if you can simply come along and dredge it for a gas field. But
I raised the issue that there is, you know, all this hoo-ha and worry about acidity from global warming destroying the Great Barrier Reef, and we're supposed to believe that, you know, CO2 is going to turn the bleach the Great Barrier Reef white, and now we've got this very real, very in our face, actual devastation going on, and people, environmentalists, are sort of unaware of it.
Yeah, I know. Where are the crowds? Where's the outrage? It's just mind-boggling. We've got industries such as coal seam gas, which are incredibly toxic. They release an incredible amount of toxins into the air. They salinate the soil. It destroys everything that it comes in contact with. And yet we have Julia Gillard putting a tax on breathing, saying that carbon is the problem. Carbon's one of the building blocks of life. It isn't the problem at all. The problem is the destructive industry that this woman supports. And the fact that this woman is selling this country out. I mean, in another 10 or 15 years, it'll be almost impossible to live anywhere in the country in Australia because all the groundwater will be polluted. Our food bowl, the Darling Downs, is being turned into 30 open-cut mines. So we're not going to be able to grow food or have water living in Australia. And in another 5 to 6 generations, maybe even 3 to 5 generations, Australia's going to end up looking like Mordor or something. It's just going to be a complete wasteland, and it's not going to be inhabitable. And this is what's happening, and we need to pay attention to what's going on, because they're getting away with this because they say it's legal. They've written all these laws which enables them to get away with it. So like me writing a law and saying, I can destroy the earth now, and if you don't like it, I'm going to get Jack to put you in a cage. That's the equivalent of legislation, and that's what's happening. And we have to stand up and do something about it because we've been sold out by our politicians. They've handed this country to foreign corporate interests, and we need to wake up to that.
And you got to watch it. Yesterday, our mate Julia Gillard was at the carbon. What is it called? The CO2 Expo, Carbon Expo. Handing out permits. Nothing to do with the fact that the Great Barrier Reef have got this drilling mining there. I don't understand Bob Brown. He's Mr. Friggin' Green Thumb. Why isn't he belly flopping over at the Great Barrier Reef?
Oh, mate, it's theatre. The Greens, I mean, they support carbon tax. It's theatre. The whole political system is theatre. That's why it's pointless entering politics. A lot of people have said to me, why don't you enter politics? You know, I say to them, I won't enter politics because it's theatre and I refuse to support organised crime. That's the reason I won't enter politics.
Well, you get in the board and you see the factions and then you get nowhere. That's pyramid scheme's been happening for so long in every board member in every situation. It's terrible like that. I don't know how we're going to sort of change that sort of paradigm.
Well, the people need to stand up and do it themselves. You know, we honestly need strong community here, folks. This is what we need. We need the people to realise the power that we have, realise that those people we employ as public trustees are destroying our country right before our eyes, and they're doing it because we're simply letting them. Now, they write these rules on pieces of paper, and we believe we have to go along with it. But it's not law, it's just legislation. It's designed to actually remove law from the planet and impose the will of individuals in its place, and that's all legislation is. And one of the biggest problems we have is our police. Our police seriously need to wake up to themselves and start protecting this country and start addressing the criminal activity of our governments. It doesn't matter if the governments write rules down to say, no, you can't arrest me. That should be a good reason to go and arrest them for even daring to write such a rule. I mean, they need to wake up to themselves, these police. They really do, because we desperately need them.
Yeah, definitely. Max, can you hold on? We're going to go on a song. We'll come on back and we'll talk more. For all you light-headed people out there, this is Carl Sagan. Stay tuned. We'll be back with Max Egan from the Crow House. Max, we're not on air, man.
No worries, mate.
Cool. Good on you, man. Cool. I didn't know about this Great Barrier Reef, but I saw you put it up. I didn't get the chance. The next bit of Getup's on it. So if Getup's on it, that's okay. But then I don't trust Getup because it's a George Soros fucking goddamn.
Oh, I don't trust Getup at all. I mean, Getup will get onto issues that give them a little bit of credibility. You know, they've got to appear to be what they say they are. So, of course, I mean, this is a really, really important issue. I mean, they should be onto it. Everybody should be onto it. Everybody able to think should be onto it. Yeah. I mean, this is one of the wonders of the world. They're just going to dredge it and put six gas ports through the middle of it, possibly eight. I mean, there's 4,000 gas wells in Queensland at the moment, and that's set to grow tenfold. They want 40,000 wells through Queensland. And, you know, with the Darling Downs being turned into an open-cut mine, where are we supposed to get our food from?
Yeah,
this desalinates the soil? Everywhere where they're doing this mining and everywhere where they put in a gas well, this land can never be used to grow food again because of the toxins that all this brings up. And they are seriously turning Australia into Mordor, mate. It's three to five generations. The only people that are going to live here will be around the outskirts of the country, and they'll be operating the ports. They're turning the whole place into a mine. That's why we were disarmed first. That's why they disarmed us way back then. Because this already signed, Howard signed most of these deals.
Also, what's going on? What's going on around? There's a lot of things that's happening.
Oh, mate, carbon tax, you know, I mean, the whole lot, it's full on. You see how guilty Gillard looked in that meeting where she was announcing carbon tax? I mean, it makes me think that she's under a lot of pressure to do this. Someone's really holding something over.
She's in there for a reason, for the fact that she's put in there. I heard she's going to be outed by November, I heard, by the Freemasons.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, the opposition now is saying that they're going to completely roll back carbon tax, and that'll get them in. But, of course, then they won't roll it back. You watch.
No. Okay? All right, there you go.
A new glorious dawn awakes. A more glorious dawn awakes. Not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise.
There you go. Apologies for having the mic on. Apologies for Getup, but it's true. You are owned by George Soros.
George Soros owns you.
Yeah, they don't own you. If you have a look at the people who started it and what sort of schooling they had and education and see what goes on there.
They're funded
by
the Eye of Soros.
Eye of Soros. We've got Max Egan from the Crow House. Good morning, Max. We're just talking about the Great Barrier Reef. Just educate us again for the people who've probably just tuned in or anything. What's going on there? It's a World Heritage place. It's a beautiful phenomenon, and we're destroying it quicker than anything else right this minute as we speak.
Well, absolutely. The Queensland government is dredging areas of the Great Barrier Reef in order to put ports through to service gas hubs. They're building at least six gas hubs along the Queensland coast, and it's absolutely putting the reef in jeopardy. And they're just saying, well, that's okay, you know, we just have to do this to support this great industry, which is going to bring all this economic benefit to the country. Mm. But if you look at the gross GDP and you look at the debt of the Australian people and the cost of living in Australia, what you find is that none of this wealth is actually being passed down to the people of Australia. Australia has one of the highest costs of living in the world. And yet the country's being raped in order for us to have this incredibly high cost of living. So we don't get any of the benefits from it. And also think about it, folks. There's only 24 million people in Australia. And we are raping this entire country. With only 24 million people here, we should have the highest standard of living in the world because of the resources that this country has that we're exporting.
Exactly. So we've got the biggest personal debt.
Why is this Commonwealth not being passed down to the people? How come everybody in Australia is literally struggling to keep their head above water? While the government tells us we missed out on the economic crisis, even though we're paying four times as much for everything as we were 5 years ago, we survived the economic crash and we are one of the best and safest countries in the world. And here we are with the highest cost of living almost in the world and one of the most resource rich countries in the world. So none of it's been passed down to the people. It's all completely out of balance. And now they're destroying the Barrier Reef in order to support the economy, because Queensland is broke. That's why all these gas fields have been happening and all this fracking's taking place. And that's why Captain Bligh's decided to dredge the Great Barrier Reef because
they need to be broke.
Because of the economy. The economy is based on interest-bearing debt. Of course they're broke. Everybody's broke. Australia's been broke for years and it will continue to get more and more broke until we free ourselves from the clutches of organisations like the IMF, because the IMF is designed to put countries in debt and extract all of their resources. That's its sole purpose.
Well, it just says the National Australia Bank and the Westpac. I think it was the National Australia Bank and ANZ. And people didn't know this. In 2008, borrowed $4 billion off the Federal Reserve. Now, if they told the public that, people would pull their money out. That's because they're in debt. Was it Westpac?
Well, see, the whole system's based on debt. Money itself is created as debt. I mean, it's all based on debt.
That's the whole anachronism. If money comes from the modern money in our fiat money system is borrowed into existence, these magic central bankers click their fingers and, hey, you've got money now, but you owe us back, that's debt. Money is debt. It's anachronistic, and if they keep doing that, they keep playing this game of indebting us, then it needs to end, because you can't get out of it by creating more debt. It's like digging a bigger hole to get out of the hole you're currently in.
I think we're getting out of that debt. We're going to start doing these energy certificates soon.
Well, the thing is, you know, they create money as debt, and all money, all paper that we pass around to each other, all comes from a common source, and it's all got interest attached to it. And you know, when you borrow money, when you go and borrow $50,000, you actually create that money yourself. The bank doesn't lend you anything. You create it yourself because you're man. Man can create things. That's what we do. We create society. We created it all. We made the whole thing up. Everything that, all these rules, legislation, all this stuff, we made the whole thing up. That's it. It's bizarre. So we can create money, but then the bank tricks you into believing that they lent it to you because they made you use their paper. Because, okay, I've got all this paper the bank gave me now, but that's just paper. It's not money. Money was what you created. Your signature created the money. So then they trick you into giving it all back to them, plus interest, because you're using our paper. You've got to pay us a little bit extra in order to use our paper. That's the way the whole thing works.
And it just filters through. The mortgage, which is the death grip.
Because the interest never exists. So you've got to borrow more money into existence to pay off the interest, so you end up further and further in debt, because all the money you borrow to pay off the interest has also got interest attached to it. So that's the way it works. It just compounds until all of the wealth of the country is issued into the hands of those who control the paper. So it's only paper. It's not actually money. It's just paper. It's just IOUs. It just signifies value. It has value because we choose to give it value. That's exactly all it is. Right. So they're doing this. I mean, the Queensland government is dredging the Great Barrier Reef and fracking the food bowl in order to support this economy, in order to pay off these interest-bearing debts, which are all complete fiction. Yeah. Now, we got an economy based on interest-bearing debt, which is completely fictional, and they're destroying the actual country in order to support this economy because they say it will bring great economic benefit to the people. Mm. But ultimately, you can't eat coal mines, and you can't drink coal seam gas. You can't eat money. You can't survive on this stuff. We need this planet and this country to be kept in a state that it actually works and survives and acts like an actual country instead of a bloody gas mine. And that's right. What the governments are forgetting. And the sweetener, of course, is the economic benefit that they say it's going to deliver to the Australian people. You know?
I think tourism, isn't that their number one export in Queensland?
No, it's gas now.
Well, yeah, interesting thing about it is that, you know, China has completely destroyed most of its own country, and it buys most of its food from Australia. I mean, all the good food that Australia grows, most of it goes to China already. We all get the second stuff around here. We get the, you know, the stuff that's not good enough to export.
Well, that's what happens. They buy it over there. They freeze it over there in China. Then they package it in New Zealand, and they say it's from New Zealand, but it's made in China. And then we buy it. How does that work? One big circle.
It's kind of bizarre, but the thing is that China buys most of its food from Australia, and yet here we've got Chinese mining companies destroying the food bowl in Australia. So where's China going to buy their food from? Because they're not going to be getting it from us.
It's just sociopathic, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. And it's all been done to support this interest-bearing system.
Yeah, and that's like you said.
Well, the whole system's in play. The only purpose of this system is to strip mine the planet. So what's going on there?
Yeah, what is going on there? Why are we strip mining this planet? Why are we just going completely nuts?
It's just like control. It's destruction, not creation.
It's destruction.
Well, it is. It's the complete destruction of everything that we need to survive in order to support a system that we don't need, a fictional system that's been put in place, you know, to keep us in this perpetual state of scarcity. That's the only thing money does. You know, people believe they've got to collect paper to be alive. They've got to pay to be here. I mean, you're born here. Why do you have to pay to be here? That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, wars, you know? It's interesting. And then when the system goes down, the war is going to happen soon. I mean, they're talking about bombing Iran. I mean,
It's insane.
Yeah, they've been talking about bombing Iran for a long time. See, Iran is free of this system. Iran is not enslaved to the IMF. Same as Libya. Same as what they just did to Libya, because Libya was free of the IMF. Libya was a self-sufficient country where people were very well looked after. The wealth of the country was passed down to the people, and therefore there's no profit for the IMF. There's no profit for the Vatican-controlled banking system. You know, the Rothschild-controlled banking system, all the same thing. I mean, so that's what it's all about.
It's just crazy. And, you know, just coming up, it's just, what do you reckon? It's in the next year, it's...
I think that we're going to see a major financial crash in Australia next year, probably between August and December. Interesting, Julia Gillard's decided it would be a great idea to bail out Greece because the Australian economy is so buoyant, so she says. So she wants to bail out Greece now because Greece was going to default on their loan. They were going to have the referendum and the people were all going to vote no, we don't want to have anything to do with the IMF. And so in order to stop that happening, I mean, the IMF basically told Greece they were going to hang them out to dry if they did that. And so Australia jumped up and said, oh, we'll do it. We're such a helpful, loving people. We'll bail Greece out. So there goes the Australian economy. This gets a country in the European Union dependent upon Australia. So this sneaks an Australian influence into the Northern Hemisphere. And the reason they want to do that is because Julia Gillard has just... introduced carbon tax in Australia, because carbon tax is dead in the water all around the world. Everybody knows that the whole concept of man-made climate change, you know, as a result of our societies is complete fiction. It doesn't work at all. Al Gore's been laughed out of everywhere he goes. But
well, now he's laughing all the way to the bank now. He said, thanks Australia, blood and gore, corporations gone up.
Yeah. Well, they're introducing it in Australia because Australia is very isolated from the rest of the world, and people are still being fed Al Gore's rubbish, and they're still buying into this idea that our societies, just by existing, are creating climate change, and that we need to be taxed for breathing, which is basically all carbon tax is, because carbon is a building block of life. Carbon isn't the pollution that's causing climate change. I mean, the climate is changing, and it is being done by man. But a lot of it is because of things like coal seam gas. It's because of the incredible amount of spraying that takes place in the skies that people don't believe happens. You know, that the alternative research community calls chemtrails. And that if you look, you'll find the British House of Commons calls it geoengineering. You'll find the American government is now referring to it as climate remediation. They're admitting that they're spraying in the skies. And yet people say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist if you believe in chemtrails. And yet the government admits that they're spraying nanoparticles in the sky in order to protect us from global warming. They're trying to put a cover over the sky in order to reduce the amount of sunlight hitting the earth. But what you find is that the earth needs sunlight to hit it. Plants need sunlight to hit it. The ground, everything needs sunlight in order to grow, and because it's not getting that sunlight, and we've got this vapor and haze in the sky, it's creating a greenhouse effect, which is causing climate change. You know, it's incredible how they do it. They're doing it on purpose by all this spraying, all this mining, and then they're telling you that it's your fault because you have electricity in your home and that you breathe. That's the problem. I mean, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. So they managed to push people further and further into cities and away from the environment because we need to let the environment recover, and you're all naughty people for destroying it. And we keep them in these compact cities so that they can go and destroy the environment without anyone looking. That's the way they're doing it. I mean, everything that they do, it's all 180 degrees from what they tell you.
Yeah. Why are they doing this? What's social? It just goes beyond me. What is their agenda?
Well,
to wipe us out or...
Well, the earth.
Take a rocket ship and get out of here.
Well, the earth and the human race have been genetically altered. Everything is being genetically altered. If you look at what's in some of the spraying, what's in some of the chemicals in the sky, they contain nanoparticles, smart dust, all sorts of stuff. There's a link I've got on the website actually called, From Chemtrails to Pseudo Life. And it's a very, very interesting, expose on what's actually in the chemtrails. But it's very obvious that this is going on. If you look at the sky now, even here today in Byron, it's a very, very clear sky. But when I look at it, it's not that deep, deep blue that it used to be when I was a child. It's this hazy, pale-coloured, almost blue thing, you know. It's not that deep blue sky that used to be there because it's full of these fine particles. And when I flew back from Broome, when I flew across Australia, there was a haze. There was a haze line over the whole country. And when you're above it, when you're flying above the clouds, there's that beautiful blue sky that always used to be there. But everything below that, everything below about 30,000 feet, is enveloped in this light-coloured haze of nanoparticles. And it's affecting everything.
Yeah, well, this is part of the technocracy, man. It's the technocracy. Well, this smart grid friggin' they just want us all connected, man.
Well, when you really look at what's in some of the particles, it's all to do with transhumanism, posthumanism, the silent forest, GM foods, GM forests that function purely so that we can grow wood quickly and pulp it, all of this sort of stuff. Get rid of all the insects, get rid of all the stuff that man doesn't need to have an efficiently functioning system. That's what they're doing, and they're doing it without people's knowledge or consent, and they're doing it right under their noses. And people are too busy on the treadmill. People are too caught up in this fictional thing that they believe is real, this fictional society that they live in, and all the information they get is from the television or from the newspapers, which is all owned by the same people. So they don't really have time to look around them and notice what's going on. And many people just don't look up in the sky and just don't notice that it's not the same colour that it used to be.
Max Egan, thanks a bunch again. Hope you blow everyone's mind away. Cheers, mate. What's on your agenda coming up? How's your movie going?
Look, I'm going to have a time off all these interviews, actually, because I've done like 6 or 7 interviews in the last week.
I know, you went nuts. What happened there? You come back from the desert and you just went crazy.
It's not me, it's just all these people calling me and saying, you've got to have you on now, you've got to have you on now. And
sorry about that.
That was great.
Ian Crane was over here, so that was interesting, going to see what he has to say. And he totally, he'll expose for you what's going on with the financial system and the impending financial crash.
Yeah.
Australia is very, very much heading for a financial crash because of the actions of our government. And it's all planned. It's all theatre. So, I'm going to try to get a bit of time to work on the film. I've got to upgrade my system a little bit in order to do so. I think I've been a little bit ambitious with the new film. And it's putting a real strain on my system. So I need to get a bit more grunt in the system so I can finish the film. I'm hoping to have it done by the end of the year or early in the new year with any luck. And then I want to start going and doing a few public talks and things just to alert people to what's going on here and try to generate some sort of groundswell.
I think it'd be great if you do that. All right, well, if you can donate to Max Egan on thecrowhouse.com, put it out there, get Max's film out because it'd be very interesting. Thanks, Max.
My pleasure, guys.
See you later, mate.